感谢主，这是我们第二次在新购买的会堂来举办联恩布道会。
Thank God that this is the second occasion in this new chapel where we have the second convocation.
虽然我们联恩会短短的只有三天。
Even though we only have three short days of convocation.
但是我们确实有看到很多值得我们感谢神的地方。
And yet we see many things that we can thank God for.
我们搬到这个新的会堂，又宽又大又方便。
We have moved into this huge chapel, which also provides many conveniences.
比起我们以前那个会堂，我们实在是多蒙神的恩典。
Compared to the old chapel, this is a wonderful building.
那因为有这个会堂以后，我们看我们联恩会参加的人数也增加。
And because of this new chapel, we have more and more members who come to attend our convocation.
特别是礼拜五参加联恩会的人看起来是比以前还多。
And we also see that especially on Friday, we have more members who have attended the convocation.
这也要感谢神，因为这个代表我们大家虽然在很忙碌当中，但是我们的心还是归向神。
We thank God for this increase in attendance. Because many members are busy and they have taken the time to attend the convocation.
在我们这几次的布道会当中，我们看到一些弟兄姐妹也尽量的带慕道者。
We have also witnessed how many brothers and sisters try their very best to bring friends to church.
这也是神在感动我们。
And this is how God moves us.
但是神却赐给我们一个这么大的会堂。
God has given us this wonderful chapel.
神给我们一个目标来努力。
At the same time, He also gives us a goal to attain.
要让我们在这个地方来兴旺神的福音。
He wants us to prosper and to further the gospel here.
这是我们搬到新的会堂，我们常常需要记在心里的一件事情。
And this is something that we should all remind ourselves.
我们要很快把这个会堂做完。
We must fill up this chapel.
那就需要由大家更努力的来工作。
We must work even harder for God.
那工作服侍神那个动力就是要神的爱来感动我们。
We need the love of God to move us, to propel us to work for Him.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十四节。
4:14.
第四章的十四节。
4:14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一个人替众人死，众人都死的。15节。
15.
并且他替众人死，是那叫活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。哥林多后书 第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
14节跟15节
Verse 14 and 15 For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. Verse 15 And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
这个十五节是在讲我们生活方向的一个改变。
Verse 15 describes a transformation of the direction of our lives.
我们没有信主以前，我们是为自己活。
Before we believe in Christ, we live for ourselves.
我们有我们的美国梦。
We have our American dream.
我们有我们人生的理想。
We have the dreams of our life.
所以我们天天也为这个在努力。
And for that, we strive and pursue every day.
每天回到家里精疲力竭。
And we are totally exhausted from work every day we go home.
因为我们为自己活。
Because we are living for ourselves.
那我们信主以后要改变，要为神来活。
But after we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, we must transform ourselves and to live for Him.
为的神的国、神的义来活。
We must live for His kingdom and His righteousness.
为着神给我们的托付来活。
And also for the great commission that He has entrusted us.
为着教会圣工的发展来活。
As well as for the development of the ministry.
那这个改变的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret to this transformation?
就是第一句话。 他替众人死，是叫活着的人不再为自己活。
It is in the first portion of verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves.
所以14节说，基督的爱激励我们。
That is why verse 14 tells us, for Christ's love compels us.
因为他为我们死。
Because he died for us.
所以我们能够为他活。
And therefore, we can live for him.
我们活在这个功利的社会里面，一切都是以功利为出发点，在激动一个人做事情。
We live in a society where people emphasize merits and profits, and these are the things that moves people to do certain things.
当我们来到教会，
but when we come to the church,
我们这里没有讲功利。
We do not talk about profits or gains.
但是我们却有很多事情要做。
But there are many things to do in the church.
那我们就要高举神的爱。
We must uphold the love of God.
用神的爱来感动我们。
We must allow the love of God to move us.
所以十三节，保罗说，我若癫狂是为神。
That is why in verse 13, Paul says, if we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God.
癫狂就是在一般人看起来不正常。
To be out of our mind is to be abnormal.
这是因为神。
But we do so for the sake of God.
那保罗在往罗马的路途当中被逼迫。
Paul was greatly persecuted on his way to Rome.
然后有一个高官说，保罗你学问太大，叫你癫狂。
And a high official commented that he had been out of his mind because of his great knowledge.
为什么保罗会被看作癫狂？
Why was Paul considered out of his mind?
因为他过去所拥有的他都把它放掉。
Because he had forsaken all that he had previously.
他是工会的议员。
He was one of the council members.
这个工会等于现在美国的参议院的议员。
And this council is equivalent to today's cabinet.
是相当的尊贵的。
He was a very prominent member of this cabinet.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
在社会上是有地位的。
He had a high status in the society.
他是受加玛列的教育。
And he was tutored under the tutelage of Gamaliel.
现在是美国等于美国最高的最出名的一个学校出来的。
And that is the equivalent of graduating from the most prestigious institution in our country.
一个人能够把这些全部都放掉。
But just imagine someone who is able to forsake all of these.
为着他过去所逼迫的耶稣来努力。
Only to strive towards the Lord Jesus whom he had forsaken before.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗曾经讲他所受的苦。
In the book of Corinthians, Paul recounted the sufferings he had for Christ.
哥林多后书的第十一章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多后书十一章的二十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人呢，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多受鞭打，是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。二十四节。
24.
被石头，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十下，减次一次。二十五节。
25.
被棍子打三次，被石头打一次，这样一直到二十七节。
27.
受劳碌，受困苦多次，不得睡觉，又饥又渴，不得食。寒冷刺身，除了这个外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
28.
所以保罗为神真的是非常的辛苦。
Paul suffered a great deal for the sake of God.
他的身上有受苦的记号。
He had the signs of suffering.
我每一次从外面工作回来。
Every time I come home from abroad,
然后从非洲了，或到印度回来。
Especially from Africa or India.
有的信徒很关心，就说辛苦了。
Some members would encourage me.
那我是觉得非常的惭愧。
But I feel so ashamed.
因为我们现在在做圣工，所谓的苦，根本就不能跟保罗相比。
Because the suffering that we are going through for the sake of gospel is nothing compared to what Paul has suffered in the past.
保罗真的是很辛苦。
Paul suffered a great deal.
那保罗这样的辛苦在做圣工。
So Paul suffered a great deal for the sake of the gospel.
别人看他是癫狂。
And people thought he was out of his mind.
但是在他的心里面有一个非常重要的原因。
But there's a very important reason in his heart.
就是因为神的爱在激励他。
The love of God compelled him.
所以今天我们教会的圣工要发展，一个关键一定要神的爱在感动我们。
So to develop our ministry today, we need to have the love of God to compel us.
有神的爱在感动我们，我们就会很自动自发来服侍神。
With the love of God compelling us in our hearts, we will automatically work for Him.
当我们有爱在心里面，神就与我们同在。
When we have love in our hearts, God is with us.
我们工作，神就会跟我们同工。
And God will be with us in our work.
所以我们在这么大的会堂里面，我们要求主的爱激励每一个人。
Now that we are sitting in this huge chapel, let us allow the love of God to move us.
我们有很多的慕道者，我们感谢神。
We thank God that we have many truth seekers.
但是比较需要花功夫的是跟进。
But what's even more needed is the work of following up.
当主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
When our Lord Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
问了三次。
And he asked him three times.
彼得说，我爱你。
Peter said, I love you.
主耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Tend my sheep.
为什么喂养我的羊要问你爱我吗？
Why did the Lord Jesus ask him three times just to tell him to tend his sheep?
因为有爱，我们才能够牺牲。
Because only when there's love, there's sacrifice.
我们才能够做好这个跟进的工作。
And only with love can we successfully do the work of following up.
我们宣牧的工作才会有更大的果效。
Then we will see more successes in our evangelism.
所以在领受圣餐的同时让我们来思想神给我们的托付。
So as we partake of the Holy Communion, let us also think about the commission He has given us.
我们立下一个志向。
Let us be determined.
在下一次的灵恩会来之前。
That before the next convocation,
我能够对神给我的托付做什么。
We will ponder over what we can do for the commission that God has given us.
宣道方面，牧养方面，我能够实际来做什么，报答神的爱。
What can we actually do in terms of evangelism and pastoring to repay God's love?
有神的爱在感动我们，我们下一次的收获一定会更丰富。
And I believe with the love of God compelling us, we will be even more successful in the next convocation.
所以我们常常看一个教会如果圣工要发展，一定要很注重祷告。
And we also notice that to grow the church, we need to focus on our prayers.
这个不只是说从神得到能力。
This is not just so much as to receive power from above.
因为祷告被圣灵充满，神将他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, the love of God fills us as well.
那我们有神的爱在感动我们，我们做的心甘情愿。
And with the love of God compelling us, we will do things willingly.
所以我们在圣餐礼的当时，我们领受神的这个神的爱，我们要立下志向，为圣工的发展来努力。
So as we receive the love of God through partaking the Holy Communion, let us think about how we may repay the great love of God.
我们最近在湾区有好几个家庭为着病痛在受苦。
Recently, we have a few families in the Bay Area who are suffering from severe illness.
我们看到很多弟兄姊妹非常关心他们。
And we have seen how concerned our brothers and sisters are for them.
也让我们看出我们真的是一家人。
And we also see how we are all one family in Christ.
但是当一个人受苦，在心里最深处一个关键就是对神的爱有没有感受。
But the crux of the issue is not so much what we can do for them, but how they feel towards the love of God in the depth of their hearts.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第三节
，Verse 3，
罗马书第五章的第三节
，Romans chapter 5, verse 3。
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节
，5，
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。这个地方告诉我们。
These verses tell us,
说患难生忍耐。
That suffering produces perseverance.
那忍耐生老练。
Perseverance character.
啊，老练从英文再翻过来就变成个性了。哦，我们忍耐久了，我们的个性会变。
As we persevere, our character will be improved.
但是这个个性就是要像主耶稣的个性，这有时候要经过试炼才会达成的。
But we need to have Christ-like character, and this requires a lot of perseverance.
但是在试炼当中，我们有盼望。
But we have hope amidst this suffering.
而且不至于羞耻。
And this hope will not disappoint us.
关键是神的爱在我们心里面。
And the key is that God has poured out His love into our hearts.
那这个神的爱是借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
By the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us.
我还记得有一个信徒，他四十几岁离世。
I still remember a member who died when he was in his 40s.
他在生活的最后一段时间。
In the last days of his life.
有一次他哭得很伤心。
He cried bitterly.
他家人问他你为什么哭？
And his family members asked him, why do you cry?
他说我活到现在我才真的对主的爱有感受。
He said, it is only now that I'm dying that I have deep feelings for the love of God.
虽然他的病很严重。
So even though he was in severe illness.
但是我们可以看他充满着感谢。
And yet, we see that he was full of thanksgiving.
因为他对神的爱有感受。
Because he had a deep affection for the love of God.
所以我们当中可能也有一些人家人受苦。
So perhaps we have family members who are also suffering.
我们要求神的爱充满在我们心里面。
Let us pray that the love of God fills our hearts.
在我们领受圣餐的时候，求神的爱感动我们。
And please allow the love of God to move us during the Holy Communion.
那我们在患难当中，我们就有盼望。
That we will have hope in suffering, and this hope will not disappoint us.
那圣经里面也提到，我们跟神的关系最重要是建立在爱的上面。
And the Bible also emphasizes that the relationship with which we have with our God is based upon love.
我们请来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8
三十五节
35
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢难道是患难吗是困苦吗是逼迫吗是饥饿吗是赤身肉体吗是危险是刀剑吗三十七节
37
难道靠着爱我们的主在这一切事上已经得胜有余三十八节
38
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的有能的是现在的是将来的事39
39
是高处的是低处的是别的受要造之物都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝这个爱是在我们主耶稣基督里面的这里保罗就提到他跟神的关系
These verses tell us about the relationship Paul had with God
什么都不能够使我们跟神的爱隔绝
Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ.
那他提到很多。
He mentioned many things.
患难、刀剑、逼迫、困苦。
Suffering, sword, famine.
也就是他跟神的关系不会改变。
In other words, all these things will never deter his love for God.
所以保罗的心里面已经完全被神的爱充满了。
Paul's heart was entirely filled by the love of Christ.
所以在为着神在受到这些苦难他不会离弃神。
That is why he never departed from God even amidst all these suffering.
那我们现在在这个社会有时候社会上的顺利或者神的福气我们有时候就离开了神。
Oftentimes, because of our prosperity, we leave God.
那如果遇到患难遇到试炼我们更容易离开神
And if we encounter tribulations, we will leave God even sooner.
所以那个关键就是我们要对神的爱有感受
So the key is that we must have a deep affection for the love of God.
那约翰一书里面在提到神的爱具体的表现就是主耶稣基督来世界
First John mentions the love of God being manifested through Jesus.Coming to this world.
我们看过一片影片就是主耶稣的受难周。
We have all probably seen the movie, The Passion of Christ.
那是在提到耶稣肉体的受苦。
And in this movie, it portrayed how Jesus suffered.
但是主耶稣在灵里面的苦，还有在情里面的苦，这个影片没有办法描写。
However, the agony that Jesus suffered in the spirit and also in his emotions were never described.
那我们现在借着圣灵的感动，我们对神的爱的了解会比看那个影片更深刻。
But through the movement of the Holy Spirit, we will have a deeper understanding of the love of God, more than what we can see in the movie.
非常奇妙，神的爱在感动我们。我们看圣经，主耶稣怎么为我们钉十字架，会非常感动。
We will be deeply touched by how Jesus died on the cross for our sake.
两个礼拜前，我路过东京去帮忙那联恩会。
Two weeks ago, I went to Tokyo to help with the convocation there.
100多个信徒，大概都是中国大陆来的。
There were more than 100 members from mainland China.
论知识上的教育他们是相知识很初步的。
They are not very highly educated.
但是在办圣餐里，好多人流眼泪。
But during the Holy Communion, many people shed tears.
一到唱赞美时，好多人在流泪。
Many people cried as they sang hymns.
那我们可以想象他们对神的爱真的感受很深。
We then realize how deep of an affection they have for God.
所以在这个很忙碌的生活里面。
So amidst our busy lives.
比方说他们大部分都是开餐馆的。
Take them for instance, they mostly work in restaurants.
但是礼拜六关门。
But they would close down their restaurants on Saturdays.
这个非常不简单。
This is not easy at all.
但是很多人这样做。
But many of them do so.
我从圣餐里那就感觉到原因在哪里。
And during the Holy Communion, I knew what the reason was.
他们有神的爱在感动啊。
They had the love of God moving them.
如果主耶稣为我而死。
If our Lord Jesus died for us,
那我为的遵守圣日，门关起来也是可以。
Then it is only right that I close my restaurant on the day of the Sabbath.
那当他们凭信心这样做
，And they did so with faith.
我们听他的见证，现在差不多每一个弟兄自己都有餐馆。
And as I heard their testimonies, they each own a restaurant now.
那本来是跟别人做。
They used to work for other people.
所以这个信仰的奇妙真的很奇妙。
And so the experiences in the faith is miraculous.
神感动我们，神的爱感动我们。
God's love moves us.
我们爱神去牺牲。
And we in turn love God and sacrifice ourselves.
神赐给我们更多的恩典。
But God will give us even more.
让我们受更大的感动，更爱神。
And we will be moved even more to love Him more.
所以爱确实是我们信仰生活一个非常重要的关键。
So love.Is the key to our faith.
所以我们在圣餐礼之前我们要思考主的爱。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, let us meditate over the love of God.
我们试着来想，当那个荆棘的冠冕砸在我们头上的时候，我们会怎么感觉
？Let us think about how we would feel if the crown of thorns is added to our head. How much suffering that would be.
那个痛苦，主耶稣为我们承受。
But Jesus bore it for our sake.
他被挂在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
那个痛苦本来是我们应该承受的。
And that agony was something that we should have experienced.
但是他为我们承受了。
But he suffered it for our sake.
所以每一次我们来思想主为我们受的苦，我们就知道神爱我们那个深度是爱到死为止。
So every time we ponder over the love of God, which He has shown us through our Lord Jesus, we will have a deeper appreciation for all that He has done for us.
真的，爱好像死一样坚强。
Truly, love is stronger than death.
但是我们再回想想。
But let us think about it.
我爱神又强度有多少
？How much do we truly love Him?
所以我们在圣餐里要这样来思想。
So let us think about this as we partake of the Holy Communion.